You will forget the lessons that you learn in the waiting rooms of life if you don't write them down. And you know what happens when you don't write them down? You forget them. And what happens when you forget them? He has to take you through it again. That's no fun. That's unnecessary pain. Some of you have been through the same pain 8 or 9 times. Why don't you write down the lessons this time? So you don't have to go through it for the 92nd time.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get an amazing audio collection that will help you live an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith Complete Audio Series by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 2 of a message called Daring to Wait on God.
Number 4, the fourth thing to remember. I need to remember when I'm in the waiting zone that I'm in good company. I'm in good company while I'm waiting. Millions of saints before you have sat in God's waiting room. You're not alone. In fact, if you're in the waiting room right now, you're waiting on a job, you're waiting on an answer, you're waiting on a prayer. There are a lot of other people sitting around you right now who are in that same situation. Millions of saints have sat in God's waiting room. You're in good company. Hebrews 11, verse 2 says this: people who lived in the past became famous because of their faith. And every one of those people had to wait. Think about Hannah, who had to wait years to have the baby that she was praying that God would give her. Think about Joseph, who God gave him a dream of being a ruler. And he had that vision from a very young childhood age. And he ends up being put in prison for 14 years for a crime he did not commit, falsely accused of rape. And he spends 14 years in a prison and dungeon in Egypt, waiting. God knew exactly where he was. He was preparing. Moses waits 40 years in the wilderness to know his purpose in life, to know his next assignment, to know what he's supposed to do with his life. Abraham waits 100 years before he has Isaac, his first child, through Sarah, the promised child. God had promised him years before. He waits, he's 100 years old. Noah had to wait 120 years before it rained. You think you're in a waiting period? How'd you like to wait 120 years? And the whole time you're building an ark and everybody's coming and say, what's an ark? I said, it's a big boat. Why? Because it's going to rain. What's rain? I said, it never rained up to that point. Can you imagine building an ark in your front yard and how your kids, your teenage kids, are all embarrassed? My dad's a nut. You know? How long has he been working on the boat? 120 years. Why? Because it's going to flood. What's a flood? God waited thousands of years before sending the Messiah. We get in a hurry. God is not in a hurry. Look at this verse on the screen. Hebrews 6 says, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. But the waiting is essential to faith. Number 5, the fifth thing to remember. I remember there's a time delay between planting and harvesting. I remember that there's a spiritual battle going on. I remember that God is preparing me for the answer. I remember that I'm in good company while I'm waiting. And number 5, I remember that God always keeps his promises. That's what you need to remember when you're waiting on God. Because unlike other people, you can count on God to come through. You can count on God to come through because over these 7,000 promises in the Bible that he has made, he's staked his reputation on. So what you do in the waiting room is you don't focus on what you can't do. I don't have the money, I don't have the talent, I don't have the connections, I don't have the opportunity. You don't focus on what you don't have, you focus on what God does have. what God can do. And one of the ways you focus on what God can do is through the promises of God. Promises can help you focus on God and his unlimited abilities instead of you and your limited abilities. The Bible says anything is possible if you have faith. Habakkuk 2, verse 3 says this on the screen. God says, at the time I have decided, my words will come true. You can trust what I say about the future. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen. Some of you need to write that verse down on a card and put it up on your refrigerator. God says, my word will come true. You can trust that if I say it, it's going to happen. It may take a long time, but keep on waiting. It will happen. I remember the 13-year battle for land in this church. And the church, we started praying for land the first day we started the church. And we prayed, we looked at hundreds of pieces over the next 13 years. And we had one failure after another, and one failure after another, and one failure. And that piece fell through, and that deal fell through, and that deal fell through, and that deal fell through. And a lot of people got discouraged. And a lot of people thought, well, we're never going to get land. But I never felt that way. Why? Because I knew that a delay was not a denial. This piece of land here in Lake Forest was not even on the map when Saddleback Church started. Because there was no such thing as the city of Santa Margarita, and there was no such thing as the city of Foothill Ranch, and nobody had even mapped or partitioned this piece off. There was no Portola Parkway. El Toro Road was a two-lane road. There was no toll road. It was in no man's land. Nobody even knew it. But God, before the foundation of the earth, had planned where Saddleback Church would have its first campus. He knew. And it was just a matter of time. And all of those things where we had the delays and the denials and the dead ends and all those things where we had one defeat after another, God was working on us. And I had said all along, God's much more interested in building disciples than he is in building buildings. And so we went from one service to two, to three, to four, to five, to six. And I kept going, God, anytime now, you know, just soon not have to do 100 services a weekend. God knew, and his timing is perfect. He's never early, he's never late. At the time I decided my words will come true, you can trust what I say, it will be a fact. It may take a long time. Now, there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible. When you're in the waiting room, that's a good time to memorize scripture. If you're in a waiting room right now, you're waiting on what's next, Lord. You're waiting on a new job. You're waiting on a new an answer to prayer. You're waiting on a doctor's report. Now's the time to memorize scripture. That's what you remember. What do you do? That's what you remember in the waiting room. There are four things to do. Write these down. Four things to do in the waiting room. And just for fun, I put them in an acrostic just because I know you'd expect me to do that. So W-A-I-T, wait. Four things you need to do when you're in the waiting room of life. The W stands for this. Write down the lessons I'm learning. This is extremely important to the building of your faith. When you're in the waiting room, the first thing you do is write down the lessons that you are learning. Because waiting is always the season to listen. And waiting is always the season to learn. And when you're listening and learning, then you need to write it down. God has some things he wants to teach you before he answers your prayer.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle? What do you do while you're waiting on God? Those are some of the questions Pastor Rick examines in the Daring Faith Complete audio series. This series will help you to develop a deeper faith so you can live a life of adventure and a life that is blessed by God. This is a series you will want to add to your audio library so that you can listen again and again. And it's also a great way to share God's truth with your friends. The Daring Faith Complete audio series comes as a 10-CD box set or as an MP3 download, and it's yours when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
God has some things he wants to teach you before he answers your prayer. God has some things he wants you to learn before that seed that you're planting in Daring Faith sprouts. He wants to teach you some things. God is more interested in your character than your comfort. But you will forget the lessons that you learn in the waiting rooms of life if you don't write them down. And you know what happens when you don't write them down? You forget them. And what happens when you forget them? He has to take you through it again. That's no fun. That's unnecessary pain. Some of you have been through the same pain 8 or 9 times. Why don't you write down the lessons this time? So you don't have to go through it for the 92nd time. You know, Moses led the children out of Egypt across the wilderness to the promised land. It should have only taken, you can walk that distance easily in a few weeks, even with a large crowd. It took them 40 years. What in the world were they doing for 40 years walking around in a circle? God was giving them one test after another saying, will you trust me? There are 7 tests. And every time they'd fail a test, he'd say, another lap around the wilderness. And in that wilderness, they were not there by accident. Waiting in the wilderness has a purpose. Some of you are in the wilderness right now. I want you to write this down. The way to the promised land is through the wilderness. You can't get to the promised land without going through the desert. And you've got to go through that waiting period. You've got to go through that desert. You've got to go through that dry spell. You've got to go through that wilderness, waiting in the wilderness for a purpose. The way to the promised land is in through the wilderness. And the lessons that you're learning in the wilderness, please write them down. The Bible tells this to Moses, Numbers 33, verse 2. At the Lord's direction, Moses, notice God commanded him to do this, Moses kept a written record of their progress. Are you keeping a written record of your progress in the Christian life? Are you writing anything down? Keep a journal while you're waiting. And here's what you say, now I'm not talking about, a journal is different than a diary. A diary is about what you do. Today I had a mocha frappuccino. Nobody cares. A journal, you don't write down what you do. A journal is anytime you learn something, you write that down. You write down the lesson. A diary is for events. A journal is for lessons. I have always learned in the waiting periods of life that little lessons lead to big successes. Some of the tiniest lessons I've learned in dry periods, in depressing periods, in discouraging periods are the keys to big successes in my life. Little lessons lead to big successes. So you write them down. Deuteronomy 11 verse 2 says this, remember what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences with him. And as I said, if you don't remember, God has to take you there again, and that's painful. Now, Psalm 119:33 is a good prayer to pray when you're in the wilderness. God, teach me the lessons for living so that I can stay the course. So I don't wander around. Teach me the lessons for living so I can get through this with the minimum amount of time. I don't want to be here for 40 years. I don't want to be going in circles. Teach me the lessons for life so I can stay the course. When you're in the waiting period, you're between jobs, you're between goals, you don't know what's next. You say, teach me, Lord. I want to learn the lessons. That's the W. Write down the lessons that I'm learning. The A in wait stands for this. This is really important. Act as though I already have it. Act as though I already have it. This is called faith. And when you have deposited a seed of finances, like many have done with Daring Faith, a seed of talent, in service, a seed of energy, a seed of reputation. When you've had a need and you planted a seed, what you do while you're waiting for that seed to grow is you act as though you already have it. This is faith. Now, we typically, when we're in the waiting rooms and the wildernesses of life, you know what we do? We don't do that. What we do is we wonder and we worry and we whine. That's what we do in the waiting rooms of life. First, we wonder, why, Lord, why? We wonder. And then we worry, how, Lord, how? How are you going to do this? And then we whine, when, Lord, when are you going to answer my prayer? So instead of wondering and worrying and whining, you need to learn to act as if you've already got it. You act in faith. Here's how Jesus puts it. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Jesus said, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, I want you to pay attention to this verse. Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Do you notice a change in tense there? Believe that you have received it. That's past tense. Past tense. Believe that you have received it. And then he says, and it will be yours. That's future tense. What in the world is Jesus saying? Believe that I've already got it in order to get it. That's exactly what he's saying. He said, hang on here, Rick. Are you telling me I got to believe something is so, even though it isn't so, in order that it becomes so? Yep. That's called faith. When you thank God after you get the answer to your prayer, that's called gratitude. When you thank God before you get the answer to your prayer, that's called faith. When you act as though you've already got it, then you'll get it. That's faith. Believe that you have received it, past tense, and it will be yours, present tense. Let's go back to the pregnant woman. Every pregnant woman does this, what I just talked about. She carries inside her body the promise of a baby. And she's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And even though she can't see that baby, she's never seen that baby, she knows it's there. She's confident that it's there, and she can feel that baby there. So even though she's never seen the baby, she starts preparing in advance for the baby's arrival in faith. And first, she starts eating differently. She starts taking better care of her body. She starts sleeping differently. She starts going out and buying maternity clothes because she knows she's going to get bigger. She starts stocking a nursery. They have showers. She gets clothes. She gets diapers. She gets all the paraphernalia, the changing tables and the rocking cribs and all the kinds of stuff. And she's doing that in faith. They don't call it expecting for nothing. She's expecting a baby. She hadn't seen that baby, but she's acting as though it's already here. She doesn't want to wait and for the baby to be born and then go, I probably ought to have some clothes for this little tyke. I probably ought to have some diapers, maybe some bottles, maybe even a place for the baby to sleep. No, those things are already done in advance. She's preparing in faith because she's expecting. And she knows that that baby is coming. It's just a matter of time. And I once asked Kay when she was pregnant and one of our kids what it felt like in the last trimester. She said, it's like you're at the top of Space Mountain and the only way out is down. You know you're going to go through that. There's no way out. It's not like, I think I'll go back to the ticket and ask for a refund. No, you're going through the ride. And so she hasn't seen that baby, but she's expecting it. She's believing it in faith, and she'll wait as long as it takes until the child is delivered. She acts as though she's already got it. She starts preparing for that baby. Now, let's just take this in a real practical way. Let's say some of you are out of work right now. And you're looking for a job, and you're waiting for a job, and you're maybe you're waiting on God to get a job. and you've been praying, God, I need a really good job. Okay, question. If you had a job, how would you act? Start acting in that way right now. First place, if you had a job, would you lay around all day in your pajamas and not take a shower? No. If you actually had a job, you would set an alarm and you would get up and you'd get ready and you'd put on work clothes and then that's what you need to be doing right now. You need to start acting like you've got the job. You don't wait till you get the job to act like you got the job. There's no faith in that. You act in advance. You believe a thing is so, even though it isn't so, that it becomes so. And you do it now. And you set the alarm and you get the clothes and whatever you need to do. Well, I want you to write this down. Waiting is not passivity. Waiting is not passivity. You do all you can to get ready. There is a difference between passively waiting in fear and apathy and expectantly waiting in faith, where you take action. You get prepared and you act as though you already have it. God does this. Do you know that God goes to Abraham 25 years before he has a son and changes his name? He says, your name's Abram, and I'm going to change it to Abraham. And Abraham says, what's that mean? Abraham means father of many nations. So for 25 years, Abram changes his name, and he's called Abraham. How do you like this? He walks into a bar. What's your name? Father of many nations. Oh, great. How many kids you got? None. How old are you? 100. Interesting. Look at this verse on the screen. The Bible says in Romans 4:17, God calls things that are not as though they were. And that's called faith. Everything God created, he spoke into existence. He calls things that are not as though they were. And he says, Abraham, you're the father of a great nation. He hadn't had any kids yet. He's speaking it into existence. He says to Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. That was the last thing Gideon was. He was a weakling and a coward. He says to Peter, you are a rock. Peter was Mr. Impulsive, Mr. Foot and Mouth. He was anything but a rock.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to live a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to get your own copy of the Daring Faith Complete audio series. Here's Rick to tell you more.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle in your life? How do you prepare yourself for God doing something you've never thought possible? What do you do while you're waiting on God? These are some of the questions that I answer in the Daring Faith audio series. Now, this series is a series that'll teach you how to develop a deeper faith. And that's so important because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So I want you to get this Daring Faith audio series to show you how God wants to grow your faith. Now, this Daring Faith Complete audio series comes with 10 CDs. Did you hear that? 10 full CDs boxed in a set or as an MP3 download. In Ephesians 3:12, the Bible says, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness, courage, and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to be able to come to God in prayer that way. Now, I believe that God will use this Daring Faith Complete audio series to lead you to a deeper faith where you trust him in all things. So don't wait. Get it now. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a 10-CD box set of the Daring Faith Complete Audio Series as our way of saying thanks. And you can choose either audio CDs or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.